settle down and listen up. I'm so excited about all the glorious things we have planned for our family night Christmas extravaganza. Now, I see some new faces tonight, so let me introduce myself. I am Miss Carolyn Bells, your director, and I will now give you a brief recapitulation of the inspiration behind this most magnificent celebration. As we all know, there are certain circles of society who feel it is their duty to remove the mere mention of Jesus' name from the season. They even go as far as wanting to replace the word Christmas with Happy Holidays, or even worse, Winter Solstice. In response, I have felt a compelling urgency this year to have you all come up with your own creative expression to demonstrate what Christmas means to you. Is there some part of the story that particularly helps you connect with the season? Or something you can do to remind others that Jesus truly is the only reason the world celebrates Christmas in the first place?
Miss Bells, I have one!
And who might that be? I'm having a hard time with this new prescription.
It's Gingerbread House. Please, can I do mine now?
Oh, certainly, Ginger. Please make your way to the Alrighty, well, what have you prepared, dear?
Well, as everyone knows, I've been on the cheerleader squad ever since fourth grade. And of course, this year, I was elected head cheerleader, which is like, duh, no-brainer. But still, a great honor. With honor comes responsibility. I totally knew it was up to me to use my cheerleader skills to get others into the true spirit of Christmas. So I'm going to perform a cheer I made up myself. The perfect Christmas cheer. Oh, yeah!
Oh, splendid. Go right ahead.
I have a few friends who are going to help me, if that's okay. Come on, girls. So this is Holly Branch, Nativity Grace, Candy Cane, and Rosie Reeve. Okay, here we go.
Everybody, don't be snooty, come on, do your Christmas duty. Ring your bell, sing Noel, let us hear your Christmas yell. Glory, glory, ah, ah, glory, glory, ah, ah, Gloria, Gloria, in the highest.
Ooh, that was glorious, or should I say glory, glory, ah, ah. Do you have another?
Miss Bells, there's only one perfect Christmas cheer.
Oh, of course. How silly of me.
Miss Bells, can we go next?
Is that Ned? I would recognize the timbre of that charming backwoods accent anywhere.
Yes, ma'am. Come on.
You say I need a tambourine?
Oh, no, child. Wherever do you get these silly questions?
Well, these here are my brothers.
Oh, hello.
Jed and Ted.
Oh, hello.
We've been talking and thinking and talking, and we figure we mostly with the shepherds. They just seem to be good old country boys like us. And we thought awesome it was that they were the ones the angel told to go see Jesus. Then it was like a heavenly host themselves were telling us to write a song about the whole situation. Can we do it right now?
Oh, my ears are simply overcome with titillating expectation as they anxiously wait to embrace the performance of your musical masterpiece.
Does that mean yes?
Of course! Go right ahead.
Only thing is, Jed slipped in the mud this week when he was slopping the hogs and broke his hand, so we'll be one banjo short.
I can do it!
You play the banjo?
Of course, I've only been the national grand champion for my age group 3 years in a row, and I just happened to carry one with me in case of emergencies. Holly? Okay, hit it, boys!
Well, alrighty then. Let's go. Hey.
not to fall asleep. When all of a sudden we heard somebody singing. Jed said it might be coyotes. We saw a bunch of angels having a party. One told us where to go, so we hit the road a-running. Country boys, heading to the city to see a baby. Country boys, whoever thought we'd get to meet Christ the Lord, the newborn King, the greatest thing to ever happen to these country boys. Got to Bethlehem and started looking for a baby wrapped in swaddling clothing, found him in a stable right behind the inn. Then we saw his face, we heard his mama say his name, and we knew right then we'd never be the same again. Country boys, heading to the city to see a baby. Country boys, whoever thought we'd get to meet Christ the Lord, the newborn King, the greatest thing to ever happen to these country boys. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus lays down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay, and little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Country boys, heading to the city to see a baby. Country boys, whoever thought we'd get to meet Christ the Lord, the newborn King, the greatest thing to ever happen to these country boys.
That was absolutely glorious. The audience will be in a complete state of euphoric elation.
Oh, does that mean they'll like it?
Of course, they'll love it.
Yeah, that was so fun. Does it mean you find more gigs? Just call my agent.
Jed, Ted, what's an agent?
I don't know. Must be what she calls her mama.
Oh, my heart is exploding with joyful palpitations as I revel in the imagery of how incredibly serendipitous our family night extravaganza has the potential of becoming.
That means it's going to be great. Yeah!
Thank you, Ginger. Please have a seat. So, who's next? What? It's been going so well. Surely we have a few more volunteers. Now, don't be shy. Oh, Mary, I'm so glad you raised your hand. Please come on up, precious. So what kind of expression would you like to share with us today?
Well, you had said that if we had something that felt told the story of Christmas, we could share that.
Exactly.
I have this ornament. It's really old, and we hang it in our tree every year.
It's exquisite. May I hold it? Look, children, it says Christmas this way and Jesus across the S this way. How gloriously clever.
It belonged to my grandmother. She had said that one Christmas when she was little, her Sunday school teacher asked them to make something told the story of Christmas. Her mother always said that to tell the whole story of Christmas, you had to go from Jesus' birth to his death on the cross to when he rose again.
I totally agree.
Her dad had a glass blowing business, so she asked him to make a cross for her. And when he finished it, she got the idea to paint the words on it so that Jesus and Christmas would cross at the S like that. She gave it to my parents when they got married, and every year when she comes over for Christmas, she'll hold it up and say, "You can't have Christmas without Jesus. You can't have Christmas without the cross."
What a beautiful story, Mary. I love that.
And she used it to tell me how to become a Christian. That was the day I decided to give my life to Jesus.
Oh, dear, sweet, precious Mary, I'm completely verklempt. My heart is like a geyser, erupting with the flood of uncontrollable emotions.
She loved the story and is being super dramatic.
Thank you for the unnecessary commentary, Ginger. Now, Mary, dear, would you mind if we take this around the room and have the other children take a closer look?
No, ma'am. That would be awesome.
I think we should take a brief intermission. Some of your very gracious mothers have prepared a plethora of scrumptious delicacies, which are sure to quench even the most voracious of appetites.
It's break time and there's food in the choir room. Yeah!
Mary, aren't you hungry, dear?
No, ma'am, but thank you.
No worries. I do think I will go see what's on the menu tonight. Be back shortly. Oh, and thank you for what you have shared. It was truly beautiful.
Thank you, Miss Bells. I'm glad you liked it. Oh, hey, Holly. I didn't know you were still in here, too.
Yeah, I'm not really hungry either.
Are you okay? You seem kind of sad. You and Ginger are always so happy and excited. What's up?
Well, I don't feel like being all fired up and cheery right now. Christmas has always been my favorite time of year, but this year, I dread it.
Why?
My parents got divorced this year, so this will be my first Christmas we won't all be together. It's just hard, sad. I wish I could skip the whole thing.
Wow, Holly, I'm so sorry. Thanks for telling me, though. I'll start praying for you every day, I promise.
Thanks. A lot of people tell me they're praying for me. They tell me that God loves me, but if he does, I don't understand why he would let all this stuff happen to me and my family.
My grandmother always said that hard things are going to happen to us, but when we have Jesus, he helps us get through them. And even in things that hurt us the most, God can always work something good out of it for us.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Holly, have you ever accepted Jesus?
No, I just started coming to church this summer. I heard about becoming a Christian during VBS, but then all this stuff started happening with my parents. We stopped going. My mom wanted me to be in the Christmas program, so I started coming back.
If you're okay with it, I can tell you the story, the way my grandmother told me.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
Children, back to your seats. Oh, dear Mary, I'm so sorry. Ned, Ted, Jed, back to your seats.
Bells, can we apologize first? Mary, I am so sorry. Forgive me. Forgive us. We would never want to do anything to hurt you.
Oh, Mary, I'm so sorry. I know how much that meant to you.
No! A precious family heirloom hand-hewn by her great-grandfather who meticulously forged this delicate ornament from the fires of his glass-burning furnace.
Miss Bells is really upset, y'all.
It's okay, really. My grandmother taught me this cross is a symbol of Jesus' love and forgiveness. I felt his love the day she used it to tell me about him. Today, it's helping me understand forgiveness. Ned, I forgive you because Jesus forgave me, and that's what the cross reminds us to do.
Oh, thank you, Mary. I don't know what to say.
Well, I do. First of all, I guess none of you remember, but I was only the top of my broken hand-blown glass repair class at the Home Depot last year. True story. And I just happened to have my repair kit in my backpack. I can have this fixed, put back together before you could say Christmas cross. Like your grandmother always said, Mary, you can't have Christmas without Jesus, and you can't have Christmas without the cross. Come on, girls.
Miss Bells, can we go watch her fix it?
Oh, there are no words to describe to you all how absolutely overwhelmed I am by this epic display of love and forgiveness in the realm of your childlike innocence. This quintessential moment will be seared in the recesses of my soul for all the days of my life. We wish you all a very